And so it was very powerful. And God's looking for us to do those things. I was going to preach that for you this morning, because you've not heard that. And the Lord said, no, I just want you to talk about my presence. I just want you to tell them about me. And as we go through, how many of you know that there's interesting times that we're facing? The atmosphere is being created by a dark force in our land. And there's many things going on. There's chaos. It's all over the place. And the Lord has reminded me, because it might get worse, I don't know, reminded me that the chaos and everything that is out there and the separation, and it's not good. Our freedoms, our liberties are being shattered. And the Lord spoke very clearly to me. I might even get prophetic this morning a little bit. By the way, we are not on YouTube today. I felt that it was important not to broadcast Pastor Mark's stuff going on. And so we just, Alex was gracious enough not to put it on YouTube. So we're just family here, Sharon. Amen. But the presence of God is key to what we're going to be facing. Because what's happened in the culture today is that it is so out of the wall, off the wall. It is so radical. And believe me, this is not just happening. They know exactly what they're doing. Are you hearing me? But I want you to hear a truth now. And as we go through this, you're going to stand. Here's the truth. I asked God, how is all this happening? He says, stop looking at the downtrodden mankind who has evil in their heart. He said, it is not the government that's doing this. It's not the Congress. It's not president. It's the God of this age. This is a spiritual battle, not a cultural one. Are you hearing me? And when I said, Lord, what do you mean? He says, you're all focusing on the natural, and that's exactly what they want you to do. Focus on the natural. That's why they come up with a new whammy every week, okay? There's something new, something tragic. Everything is new. And what it is, it's a reinforcement of the focus of your life on the things that are natural and the things that people are doing and the agenda of mankind, which is nothing else but the disguise of the enemy. This is a spiritual battle. This is a battle for the soul, not only of our nation, but of the world. And the church is so hung up on politics and so hung up on all this garbage is that we never, ever look at the true reason that we're living the way we are. I gave an illustration. I've done this a lot, but and then I'll get going a little bit more in the message, but when I was a long time ago, I used to be a regional director of an organization run by Pat Robinson, Freedom Council. And we used to use a diagram, and that diagram is just coming alive to me recently. And it's a huge tree, a fruitful tree, green. It really looks nice. And it's loaded with fruit. And the normal thing would be to go pick the fruit and eat it, wouldn't it be? And see, the enemy knows that. And so the fruit in this tree is abortion, pornography, transgender, gay rights. And what the church is doing is we're shooting at each piece of fruit. Everyone that shines up, we shoot at it. We take it down. They say, okay, we took abortion down, we took this down, we took that down. But they just pop right back up again, because I don't know about you, but if you know a tree that's alive, it will reproduce its fruit. And so the church is focusing on the fruit of the tree of the world. And we keep picking the fruit, but it just comes up again. I demonstrated against abortion when I first got saved. Back in the 70s, we used to walk lines against it. In the 80s, we went against that walking, demonstrating. But the fruit keeps on producing because the presence around that tree is protecting it. That is the presence of the world and the God of this age. Are you hearing me? I don't know where this is going. I'm just out here in the limb, so hang in there with me. But the Lord said to me, he said, son, stop shooting the fruit. Stop focusing on this. Stop focusing on all that. And become biblical. I said, Lord, we're the church. He said, then become biblical, scriptural. So how do you stop all the fruit from growing? You take an axe to the root. I said you take an axe to the root. You don't just cut the tree down, you take an axe to the root and destroy it. And that's what the Lord said to me. He says, the root cause of all that's going on is the church is not considering this a spiritual battle. They're all concerned with the natural stuff, but I need the church to start focusing, getting in my presence, hearing my word, following my instructions, and how to take down and bring an axe to the root of what's going on in our world and in our nation. That's what God wants. And we need to refocus. We need to change, and I hope I'm not going to preach this, but we need to change the atmosphere of what we're living in, and the only one that can change that atmosphere is the people who have the presence of God within them and speak to the atmosphere. We can change the atmosphere, just have to speak to it and take our position as sons and daughters of God. The most holy and necessary practice in our spiritual life is the presence of God. That means finding constant pressure, a pleasure, excuse me, well, that's pressure too because it's that environment, but constant pleasure in his divine company. Speaking humbly and lovingly with him in all seasons, in every moment, without limiting our conversation in any way. And so the Lord is after us to become personal with him. He wants to manifest his presence in our lives. Now, the challenge is that we've learned as a church to experience the manifest of his presence 2 hours a week. And after that, that presence no longer rules. Culture rules. Everything rules. You walk in your job, that rules. And so the Lord said to me one time, if you walk into that job and invoke my presence within that place and speak to the atmosphere in the name of Jesus, you don't have to do it out loud. And you become a change agent with the word of the Lord, the power of Holy Ghost, the presence of God inside you, and you walk into your place of business and says, today I'm releasing the presence of God in this place, atmosphere, you will become that of holiness or light. And you dispel the darkness. See, God's after a church that from the inside out lives their lives. We've seen it. We've seen a lot of it. The most holy and important practice in his spiritual life is in the presence of the Lord. Every moment to take great pleasure that God is with you. Do we understand, my dear beloved, that the presence of God is always with us? Can you receive that? Why can I say that emphatically? Because my Bible says that Holy Spirit dwells where? In us. So if Holy Spirit's in us and you can't I'm getting ahead of myself. We can't separate the presence from God. Then if Holy Spirit is in us, then what is also in us? His presence. And his presence simply needs to be released, not bottled up. Can I do that? Absolutely. We are called to do it. We're instructed to do it. In fact, I'll go on as far as we're commanded to do it. There can be no doubt that God's intention, desire, and will is to find a remnant of people who will carry his manifest presence throughout the earth. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for us. How many of us really know or understand that there is revival happening in America? Well, I don't see it. Yes, that's because you're not looking with the right eyes. Revival is taking root in America. Through our Truth and Life Ministries, we met a pastor in Kenya. I was on the phone with him. We Skyped yesterday. This is a brother that I met years ago, and we have trained his entire leadership over Skype. We send all his reference materials. How many of you know it costs more to send something to Africa than it does to buy it? We send him all the materials. We trained him. For years, we've been in communication. Some have supported him. Some people from this church have even supported him. And I was on the phone with him yesterday, and I said, how are you doing? He said, well, we finally got unlocked. In other words, COVID. Yes, the whole world went through what we went through. And I said, how's it going, Pastor David? And he says, Pastor, I'm just taken back. And I said, what do you mean? He says, people are flocking to the Lord, running to him. He says, hey, you got to understand the Africa culture. He says, we are up to over 2 services a Sunday now. People can't get enough of the presence of God. Africa. Oh, by the way, the dirt floors, they don't live like we do. But that doesn't make a difference to them because the presence of God is so strong with them, they have revival in Africa. And they recognize it. But church, I want you to hear this. We have revival right here in America. It's all over. Well, how come we don't hear about it? You're not going to hear about it. You're going to experience it. I said, you're not going to hear about it. You're going to experience it. You see, if I hear revival is going to XYZ church, the first thing everybody wants to do is run down to XYZ church and get what they got. God said, I don't want you running there and get what they got. I want to give you what I got for you, who is me. I want my presence to be with you. I don't want the presence that you try to get somewhere else. And what I mean by that is, and I'm just going to go for a little bit because I want to help us, and I feel this in my spirit, is that God wants you to experience the presence in the midst of your home. He wants the atmosphere in your home to match heaven. In my home, in your home. You see, God does not want us to limit us experience his presence any longer to 2 hours a week. In some churches, it's an hour a week. In some churches, it's a hi-fi and you don't even get the presence. And so God's after a church that wants his presence. Now we all know that God's omnipresent. He's everywhere. How many of you know that? He's everywhere. You can't run from God, so stop trying. After 50 years of walking with the Lord, I found out that I ran from God. He's already waiting for me where I'm going. With what I ran from. He's already there waiting. He said, here, come on, come on. Well, then run somewhere else. Okay, he's over here. He says, come on, I'm waiting. And everywhere I go, what I'm running from is there because God's presence is about you coming into his fullness. God's omnipotent presence and his attributes are everywhere and can be seen and can be experienced by everyone. Psalm 139, verse 7 says, where can I go from this, from your spirit? Have you ever asked that question? Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I hide? Have you ever done that? Have you ever tried to hide from the presence of the Lord? Huh? I'd share with you. We had a presbytery up at Rock Church where I used to be assistant pastor. And a prophet came in. I mean, I've been around prophets. But a prophet came in. Likes the anointing I have never seen before. And I was in the ministry. I was ordained minister. And I was trying to find a bush to hide behind. Because the presence of the Lord was so keen in that room that I actually literally looked for a place to try so he wouldn't see me. He revealed things in people's lives that I've known for years that they didn't even know. But the presence of the Lord was there. And that's what God wants every one of us, wherever we go, to walk in his presence, to receive it. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, there you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me. And your hand and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shares as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. How many of you see the darkness? God is not concerned with darkness because he brings light into darkness. Everywhere we go, if you are full of the presence of the Lord, and you are, you just don't realize it, and everywhere you go, if you walk into darkness, what must happen? This is the word of God. This is not me. What must happen? Light enters darkness. Darkness must go. If you're a child of God, and you are the light of the world, that's what the Bible says, that you are the light. Is that, you all agree with me? And so as soon as I walk into a dark place, what must happen? The atmosphere must change. As soon as I walk anywhere, and I know this, and this is not arrogance, this is knowledge, this is truth, this is what every one of us walk through. I walk in a room, I know I'm going to affect the atmosphere. Why is that? Because I have the presence of God in me, and I release his presence, and he changes everything when he shows up. I just got to show up. I don't know what to say. Just show up. You're anointed. You're the child of God. You have the presence of God. You have the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead sitting inside you. Amen? Habakkuk 2:14 says that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord. If that's the case, then, my beloved, why are we allowing darkness, the penetrating darkness, to rule over everything that we see? Well, we don't have the power. Wrong. If you have the presence of God here, and you've got everything you need to have. I don't know if you all remember, somebody been around, remember a prophet named Val Melendez? Mm-hmm. Some of you do. Some of you got kids because he prophesied over you. That's serious. It's true. And he one time come in the church and he said, you have everything you need in your hand. Everything that you're going to need, God has already provided for you. You just got to invoke yourself into his presence, into who he is, and understand. But beloved, if you're not reading the word every day, you are in serious trouble. Well, I don't have time. Make time. I know what's coming. I'm telling you, I know what's coming. And all you say, well, yeah, I know the awfulness and the dregness and this downness and this evil. It's all coming. That's not what I'm talking about. That's the problem. As soon as you say, I know what's coming, you're looking for the worst thing to happen. I'm not talking about the worst thing that's happening. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost coming on America. I'm talking about the kingdom of God coming. I'm talking about the glory of God stamping out all the darkness, the glory of God resting on every single saint, no matter where they are, and the people and the nations will start to come to the church. Because why? Because the darkness has fled and the glory of the Lord is there. The presence of God. That's what God wants. That's what God has. Just a couple things, because I shared this a little while ago with you all. God's manifest presence is that God makes himself known. God makes himself known. God condenses his presence in a place in response to his people. People say, why don't we see the move of God? Why don't we see revival? And I said to the Lord, I asked God that, because I'm a revivalist. Why don't we see revival? I've been preaching revival since 1980 in New England. And he simply says, the atmosphere has not been changed. 1 ounce of his presence released in the atmosphere changes everything. I mean, you know what atmosphere is? It's pressure. It's pressure. It's air pressure that changes the weather. But in the spirit world, it's pressure that changes the conditions of society or our spirits or our souls. That's what it is. And as we go forward and we understand that God's manifest presence comes, and you can experience it right here, right now. We experienced it last Sunday morning. Mo, I'm telling you, we had people all over the place laying down, slain in the spirit. Power of God fell. They experienced something. God's manifest presence. So I want to encourage us. God wants to move. And we've got to get out of the way. That's what people say. Get out of the way. No, no. Get in the way and get scooped up in it. Get scooped up in it. Let God's presence capture you and bring you into who he wants you to be. And most of your challenges that you are focusing on will flee. You understand that? How many of you know we got heaven? And you got the earth. Is that correct? And for anything to happen on earth, something has to come down from heaven. And for anything to be planted on earth, it has to be planted on fertile ground. So if I have heavens open and the ground is planted and nothing's happening, then I said to the Lord, why is that, Lord? He says, because the air between the heaven and the earth is not conducive to producing what I want. Which means atmosphere. We have to change the atmosphere and release the presence of God in wherever we are. In your place of work, in your home, mostly in your home. How many of you ever come to church and had intense fellowship on the way? And then you get in church service and you want the presence of God just to flow. When the atmosphere inside of you is not agreeing with the presence of God, and let me say this to you, then I'll move on and close up a little bit. Every one of us has the presence of God. I mean, do you understand? The Holy Spirit is inside of us. Do you understand that? And every person is made up of spirit, soul, and body. Do you understand that? Our whole being. And do you understand that your mindset and the way you think is all conducive to the atmosphere that is in this temple? Now, I explain it this way because if you look at the overall temple, we walk in here, we understand the presence of God, got to be in this temple because this is what's called church. But God says, no, you're a temple. You're the holding place of my spirit. You're the dwelling place of my spirit. You're the house of my spirit. So I want the atmosphere in your temple, say that my temple, I want this to be godly. Not negative, not down, not depressed. I could go through the whole things where all people are going through. And God said, no, no, this is my temple, and I want you to release my presence, say presence, within your own body. Release it and let me have my way. And all of a sudden, you will see that your mindset starts changing. Just for example, what I said a little while ago is that I know what's coming. Oh, yeah, we all know what's coming. You know, this is not good. You know, that's the mindset. That is a mindset that is not focused and energized with the presence of God. It's carnal. I mean, that's the best way, Romans 8, it's carnal. And so what the Lord wants us to do is that when I said to you, I know what's coming, out of the expectation of the presence of God and who is inside of us, I can think only good things that are coming. Healing, restoration, miracles, signs and wonders, the move of God, the atmosphere is changing, light, not darkness, hope, not despair. Healing, not sickness. That's what I'm expecting when more is coming. Because why? Because the presence of the one who gave you life is alive inside of every one of us. When God manifests his presence, everyone in the vicinity becomes aware of that presence. How many of you have ever walked near anybody and you know there's something different about that person? Mm-hmm. You know God's on them, in them, and around them. They don't even have to open their mouth. I know preachers like that. Amen? But God says, that's the problem. He said, I want all my children that way. I want all my children so aware of who is inside them that when they walk in a room, they know that they are bringing the presence of heaven, presence of God in any circumstance they're talking about. And so we got to stop looking at ministry as those who contain the anointing and the presence and start to accept that we are all the ministry and that we all have the presence of God and that we all are anointed and that we all can produce light by simple words spoken. Amen. Daniel 3:24 says, Nebuchadnezzar the king was astounded and stood up in haste. He said to the high officials, we're talking about the story of Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar, was there not three men that was cast into the midst of the fire? You all know that story. And he stood up, were there not three men in the midst of your despair, in the midst of your trauma, in the midst of whatever you're going through? Can you get the vision that Nebuchadnezzar had? He said, wait a minute, we threw those three guys in there. And all of a sudden they saw something. Was it not three men that we cast bound into the midst of the fire? They replied to the king, certainly, O king. He said, look, I see a fourth man loosened and walking about in the midst of the fire without harm. And the appearance of the fourth is like the Son of God. Where's your furnace? Where's your fire? I can tell you the fourth man and his presence is always with you. How do we have to make this happen? I'm going to wrap this up. Acts 3:19 says, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. We just need to get our lives right. And this isn't a condemning message. God wants us free. The government wants you bound. God wants you free. The government doesn't want you to have liberty, but Christ gives liberty. The government is shedding darkness all over the place, no matter what government you're looking at this point, but think I'm talking America, is shedding darkness. But God, see, you got to get the perspective. God is shedding light. Amen? We are all, we got to be encouraged today that God is with you. That his presence is with you. That he wants you to be fulfilled. In fact, it's his design to make you fulfilled. In fact, it's his plan that you be fulfilled, that you reach your destiny. God's will is for you to win. Stop listening to those that want you to lose. And that's including yourself. The Bible says that the spirit wars against the flesh and the flesh against the spirit. How many of us have battles inside of us? It's because your flesh is roiling up because it's not yet received the revelation that when you got saved, it got killed. It's dead. And your flesh wants to rule. It's the old nature of man. But God says, no, 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 no. This battle is going to end. And when he saved you, and he brought you in his kingdom, and he put the Holy Ghost inside you, he says, now, victory is yours. Declare it within your being. Declare it. I'm victorious. I am more than a conqueror. I am full of light. I am. What are we declaring into our spirit and into our soul every single day? Well, I just can't. That old thing just came on me. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke it. Start rebuking in the name of Jesus. Start decreeing and start declaring. If we walk into an atmosphere that's not right, don't succumb to it. Challenge it. We need to get some bupska about us. We need to get some knowledge and understanding and backbone to start now becoming the church, because you see what's happening, why you're seeing the darkness cover the earth is because the church has become feeble, slothful, and scared. And God's saying, no, 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 I didn't save you to be that. I saved you to be more than a conqueror. I saved you to be victorious. I saved you to walk as representatives. I saved you to be an ambassador for Christ. I saved you to be a new generation. I saved you to be the priesthood. I didn't save you to kowtow to everything outside you. God wants something different in all of us. I will close with this, just experiencing God. Since God is present everywhere, when we talk about his presence and the presence of God, we are really talking about the realization of his presence. So when I'm talking about the presence of God, I'm talking about the realization of his presence inside me. Why do I have that sense, that realization of his presence in me and on me and upon me? Why do I have that? All right? It's because I spend time with him. How many of you know that if you're going to have a relationship with someone, you got to spend time with them? Are you with me? Now I want to share something sinister, and God's going to turn it around. Okay? It's because the miracle of Facebook, online, Zoom, all these, that's all wonderful technology, and I use it. But the problem is it's become the mainstream now instead of the helper. And so what's happened in COVID, we don't realize this, what happened in COVID is that we learned to be separated from one another. That's why even people are afraid to still come back to church, because they got separated and they kind of like themselves now. And God's saying, you need to come together. I think, isn't that in the scripture? forsake not the assembly. Right. Don't forsake the assembly of the brethren. Why is that? It's because when we come together, we become one unit. We become a force. As I declared last weekend, we are an unstoppable force. The government, the darkness, are scared to death of us. Listen to me. They are scared of us. That's why you can't mention Jesus. That's why you can't bring a Bible certain places. That's, I can give you a whole thousand and one. They are scared to death of us. My God, if they ever get a hold of a revelation, the presence of God is inside them. And he's sending them out to bring his presence out into the world. And they're saying they're being sent out to do away with the degradation of darkness. Oh my goodness, I think Isaiah says, isn't Isaiah say that darkness filled the land and gross darkness filled the people? But the glory of the Lord has what? Risen up where? Upon them. Know who you are. Know who you are. Don't fight yourself anymore. Rebuke the devil, rebuke your flesh, and receive God. Is it that easy? No. So understanding God's presence in the scripture has the idea that God's face being turned towards someone, acceptance and favor, his presence fills and pervades, permeates, and overspreads. God's presence is like the dew upon the morning grass if you let it be. Now about you, but I walk a dog every morning. Cutie dog, but I walk a dog every morning. And I found out that dew is actually more wet than rain. Rain rolls off. Dew penetrates. Penetrates every blade of grass. If you don't believe me, go out in the morning and walk in it. And the Lord wants each of us to be as a blade of grass. That the dew of the morning will saturate every one of us. So much that if anybody comes near us, they get wet. Anybody touches us, they get wet. God's presence. I kind of jumped around a little bit, and I'm not going to keep you any longer today. But I want you to know that God is in charge. This house has been a place where the presence of the Lord has been manifest. There were times as we grew, and I've said this before, maybe too many times, that a salesman would walk in when we used to have our offices, and we used to run the church a little different than they do today. And a salesman would walk in, and they would just like stop, and they go, "Whoa, what is this?" And they would experience a manifest presence, a residence of the manifest presence of God for what goes on here on a daily basis. Taken back. Our lives are going to change. And God's presence is going to be upon every one of us that wants it to happen. Will you give yourself to him? Will you say, "Lord, I need your anointing"? Will we want his presence so much that we'll forsake our defunctions and our deficiencies? When I say forsake, I mean I want the presence of God so bad I will go away from things that aren't right in my life. We all have problems in our lives. Every one of us. Every one of us has got some condemnation on us. But my Bible says in Romans 8 that there is no condemnation for those who walk in the Spirit. However, it does say condemnation is connected to those who walk in the flesh. I'm not calling you fleshly, but maybe we need to examine our lives. We just took communion. And maybe we need to walk into victory. I want to say this to you, no matter what you're facing right now, no matter what you've gone through, no matter what you've done, if you just give it to God, just give it to God. I'm going to close, but I'm going to give you opportunity this morning. That if you really want, and I don't want you coming up here because it's the thing to do. If you really want the touch of Holy Spirit and walk in His presence and be a dynamo change agent to the culture and affect the atmosphere no matter where you go, I just would like you to slip out of your seat and come up here, and I'm going to pray a brief prayer for you. God is good. God's all over you, sister. You really want the Lord. It's all over you. You can just see it in your face. God's going to teach you to release it in the name of Jesus. Going to teach you to release it right now in the name of Jesus. Right now. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father, let the wind blow. Let the wind blow. Let your presence flow. I don't know each one of your circumstances, but God does. And the power of Holy Spirit is going to come out of every one of you. I'm going to release the presence and anointing of God in your life that you, when you walk out of here, and if you will allow Him, He will teach you how to deal with things differently. Okay? And here's what I want to say to you. If you got a real serious problem in your life and something that you have done that's just haunting you, leave it here at the altar when you leave. And the Lord will fill that area in your life with His presence. Do you believe that? That He'll fill you to overflowing with His presence. Anointing. Power. Release. In the name of Jesus. Release. Right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I want you to just raise your hands, receive Holy Ghost, let the Holy Ghost just come on you. Don't worry about what happens. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that you release your presence now on this church, these people, and each of our lives. That there is divine healing and restoration happening in every single one. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior in the fashion that you want, then just get over your pride and say, Lord, maybe I haven't been what I'm supposed to be. I repent and I ask for your forgiveness and I ask that you come in my life afresh and anew. And I ask for the renewal of your spirit, Lord. I ask that you move upon me, correct what is wrong, bring new life what is dead, bring healing where there is disease, bring life where there is death. And release a praise in every one of our brothers and sisters here today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just receive it. Just receive it. Just start exalting the Lord. Start praising the Lord right now. Just start exalting the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just release yourself. Amen. Just release yourself right now. God will take care of it. Just release yourself right now. Release yourself. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. I'm just hanging here for a moment. Letting the Spirit of God work. Hallelujah, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. God, let it happen. God, let it happen. God, let it happen. Special touch. Special anointing. Special touch. Special anointing. Special touch. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, when you go home and leave here today, I don't want you to leave a church service. I want you to walk in the Spirit. Holy Spirit is not here in the building. He's in you. And as you leave here, even on the way home, the enemy always has a situation where you can lose your spirituality. But the Lord is saying, no, I'm canceling that. In fact, here I'm going to step out in faith because we need to get a new dimension in our prayer life. So I bind any hindrance coming against these people on the way home or in their homes in the name of Jesus. We strike against it. Every assignment of the enemy, you must fall to the ground and die and be burned up in the name of Jesus. And we take authority, Lord, over our atmosphere, our lives. We take authority over our spirit, souls, and hearts, that we no longer will be tossed to and fro, but we will walk in a solidness. We will not take hold of the spirit of fear, but we will be of love, power, and a sound mind. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You can stay at the altar if you want, or you're dismissed. God bless you all.